Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M.
Day.
Oh, yes. Hello, Thursday.
Yeah.
How are you?
It's Friday Eve. It's wonderful.
I love Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I know.
It's my favourite, second favourite day.
The team's nearly all here. Nick's not here today.
No, she's not feeling 100%.
This pregnant thing.
Yeah.
Nah, that's for the birds, mate. Not up for that.
It is for the birds, actually. And us cheeky birds.
Are you the birds?
Yeah, it is,
does that make us the bees?
Well, maybe if
let me tell you about the birds and the bees. I'm just wondering if that's where it all came from.
Yeah, it is a journey, pregnancy, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we have fully watched Nicole not feel well for the first half of her pregnancy, and now she's feeling a little bit better, but not 100% today.
Mm. She's got a lot to learn, though, hasn't she? She's been coming in. They went to their first baby shop the other day, and she said, you know those seats that they eat in? And Steve and I looked at her and went, high chair.
Honestly.
They're called a high chair. There's so much those two have got to learn.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm scared.
I know.
You know those two things above the eyebrows? Yeah, those things. Were babies born with eyebrows? Yes. Maybe they're slightly lighter than normal. But, oh, my God, what's going on?
But it's true.
Babies born with eyebrows.
Until you have your own, you know, unless you've got a big family, your experience, I had zero experience with babies.
Yeah, true.
Really? So... Yeah, although she's got no excuse. She's got a couple of nieces.
She does.
Well, I said to her the worst thing. It was funny, a couple of the promo girls were there too, and I said to her yesterday, this come from a bloke, the worst and best thing, you have the baby, and suddenly you go, click, oh, that's what unconditional love feels like.
Yeah.
Right, you do, right?
True.
I said, that's the only thing as a parent you can say to someone who hasn't had a child.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this unconditional love, your dog, your parent, but it's different.
Yeah.
And it's good, right?
Yeah.
But then years later, it's a pain in the butt. You know, oh, yeah, sorry, Dad, I murdered four people and, robbed that bank and I did rob a lot of money out of your account, so, son, I love you.
I know.
You're my son.
It's just,
they can be absolute horrors. I love you.
What
still.
Have I been telling you? It goes back to prehistoric times. If we didn't have that, we would consume them. Like an animal.
And by consumed, and he means eat, Steve.
Like any other weird mammal on the planet.
I need to get this book you found this out. Because I've done a bit of history. And I'd say a lot.
Yeah.
And then none of them did they mention they ate their kitties.
No, because we don't. That's my point.
Oh.
We're built, so we don't.
Oh.
This is why this unconditional love
certainly
thing
sounds like you're hanging to.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you're hungry.
The fifth time you brought it up in 2 weeks, and it started scary. It's like,
scared.
I'm telling you, Steve, we should eat our kids.
No, I'm just saying, like, the way we were built.
Yeah.
We
look
at them and we adore them straight away.
100%.
Yes. Well, as we were saying the other day, what about Jasmine, my daughter? I mean, that's unconditional love.
Don't call it a fat controller.
I didn't. I saved it for you.
Can I ask, when does the attitude come in? Like the full-on, you know, they're absolute sweethearts.
Stella's nearly there. She's eight.
I think she's there. She's hit it this week.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
She's 100% hit it. She got me a lazy pig yesterday.
She's just mimicking Lucy.
Yeah.
That's where she got it from.
I thought she was just giving us a break.
I was shocked.
Well, she's no longer just thinks the sun shines around Daddy.
Yeah. You go from,
for who you really
you
are.
You go from cool to fool really quickly, mate. It's overnight.
Yeah, well,
it's like a bad shampoo.
It's happened and it's so sad. I've actually immediately focused my attention on Lily, who's two, because she actually likes me.
Yeah, but it changes. Like, eight. So BJ for me was around 10.
Right.
Every year it gets more and more. But Lily, I reckon six, she'll turn on you.
Yeah. Jesus.
So get it in now. Enjoy now.
Yeah, I am. That's why we keep having kids.
Oh. Yeah. That's probably where we start this conversation. Let me make you sure. We have unconditional love for them. They don't for us. Their love comes with a whole bucket of conditions. You
like
lazy
wallets
pig.
And all sorts of things.
It's Tanya and Steve. Welcome to Thursday, the 28th of October at Newcastle Triple M Morning.
Here's a bizarro one for you, T.
What's that?
You can't get a cruise ship from Sydney, but soon you'll be able to fly to Florida and get on a cruise ship.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got some listeners that said they've already booked their overseas cruises.
There's your loophole.
Yeah.
Except for the money's not coming into our country.
I know. So from Monday, fully vaccinated Australians, no exemption required. We can fly to places like Singapore, Phuket, Bangkok, Johannesburg and Fiji.
Which wow. people will be hanging to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... you can basically just book today and get on a flight Monday.
Yep.
If you can get one.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
that's the drill.
After 18 months or 2 years of not travelling, that's huge, isn't
and
it?
And bear in mind, we had the strictest travel rules of any country on the planet.
Yes.
Because we made our citizens apply to the government in order to leave.
Wow.
How bizarre is that?
Let's talk about the ones trying to get back.
Well, the only ones that can come in are Australian residents, permanent residents, and their families. Mm. That's it. So there's no tourists coming in from Monday.
No.
Just us.
Yeah.
If you want to. But would you?
Nah.
You're not interested in leaving?
Absolutely not.
Why is that?
I don't trust anything.
You don't trust it maybe trying to get back in?
No. My plus, it would be straight to see my daughter Jasmine in Holland and Tim, but she only has 2 weeks. She has 6 weeks in July. Mm. I'm going to let it all settle. I want to let the dust settle.
Yeah.
I don't want to go somewhere and then suddenly ScoMo comes out and says, yeah, we might shut the borders for a little bit.
Yeah.
You never know.
And this is the thing. If anyone can look me in the eye and go, that absolutely won't happen.
No, I can't.
No one can. Mm. So on that ground, whereas I would have gone on a cruise.
Yeah, okay.
Because if they wouldn't let us back in the country, excellent. Fantastic. I'll just stay out here on this ship until you do. Yeah. Happy days.
Well, they're saying that they've lifted the travel ban on cruising as well, so that kicks in next year.
Yeah,
the problem is that a lot of the cruise lines have gone, can't get down for Australian cruising season.
Too late.
Yeah.
So, look, it's not about not wanting to go overseas anymore, fear of COVID or anything like that. No. It's just, I just want the dust to settle a little bit.
Well, can we throw it out? How do other people feel about overseas travel? Is it something that you're hanging for? Something that you maybe before this whole last 2 years happened, you were planning that big family holiday to Disneyland or Fiji or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Are you interested in jumping on a plane anytime soon? Or are you a bit like Stephen, put off by the whole thing because you just don't trust the situation?
Yeah, call us now. We'd love to talk to you. 133353 is our phone number.
Plus, I think it's good, and it's not a stand on my high horse here at all, but, we've been 18 months of shut down the whole country. It'd be good to feed money back into the country for a few months.
Yeah.
Before we start throwing it back overseas.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think just on that, but then again, that's not a judgment on it. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
It's like, let's throw some money back into the country. The people have been locked down in tourism, things like that.
Look, I'm worried about Mike's mum, to be quite honest.
Yes,
She's not well.
And she's Ireland, obviously.
Yeah, so I'm of the opinion that I would get on a plane tomorrow if we could.
Yeah.
So I'm okay that way.
Mm.
But basically because I've been able to broadcast wherever we, you know what I mean? Like, I think our job you can.
Yeah.
And I would. I'd be diligent. You wouldn't.
No.
We'd be chasing you all over the world.
No, I'd be like, oh, Steve, don't worry. We can send some equipment. You can do it from wherever you are. I can't come home yet?
No. I would definitely be able to do that.
Well, we've been able to trust you to do that before, Tanya, when you've gone overseas to watch Lork and Race.
Never been tracked down in a bar.
Shut up, you dag. Hey, we've got Tim on the phone.
Hey, Tim, what about overseas travel? Is it for you?
It was my wife and I. We were going to go to the States last year for about 7 weeks. It was going to be our last holiday before we had a pub. It was going to be great. We're going to finish off in London, but obviously with the COVID and everything, it got cancelled, which was a bit of a bummer. But so instead we decided, well, why not have a COVID baby? So we had a baby instead.
Oh, that's beautiful. But are you now thinking, okay, we've got the baby, things are opening up, will you?
I think we will, but I think I'm probably more in Steve's boat. I think we'll let it settle for a little while to make sure that if we do go, we can get home.
Now that Tanya did mention the I could still broadcast from overseas, a bit disappointed in her that she's mentioned that because she's really ruined my plans, Tim.
Well, I just want to find out what they had.
Oh, this machine's broken. It's broken.
Tim, what did you guys have?
We had a little boy.
Oh, beautiful.
He was 2 months old yesterday.
Congratulations.
It would certainly make for a different US holiday now, wouldn't it, Tim?
Yeah.
And, for me, the whole head picture of all of that, just the flight.
With a baby.
I'm not a fit. Exhibit A over across from us.
Babies are okay. They are. It's when they start to want to walk. Toddler. Yeah. As soon as they want to walk, you are walking the aisles for 12 hours.
I did look at 18 months. We did Ireland.
That's a big trip.
It was a big trip. We were in check-in in Sydney and he was screaming. I was crying, going to Michael, I don't care about the money. Let's just go home.
Yeah.
But it's the minute we checked in, he brightened up.
Yeah.
So the trip was okay. It's just the getting there.
I did Tim.
Stressful.
Tim was 9 months.
Oh.
Nine months. No, one. Oh, anyway, but it was to show the Dutch parents, grandparents and everything. But remember, it's 1993. It took 9 days to get there.
Oh, God. Exactly.
Flight attendants these days are so good with kids as well.
Like those days, mate. Shut that kid up!
Now they're like a nanny to them as well.
The only lucky thing I had, and this is a true story, the only lucky thing I had, 1993, Malaysian Airlines, I was with a one-year-old boy and I got to sit and smoke.
I was just about to ask you, they would have still been smoking on planes.
Please don't ring, I didn't really.
No,
yes,
I know,
yes, they were.
They would have been.
Absolutely, down the back.
Are you kidding?
Back section was all smoking.
The smoking section of the aeroplane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you had to sneak down the back?
No, BJ and I. It'll take the bub down there and
Tim.
Use his forehead as an ashtray, you know, that sort of thing. No, yes, I did.
Tim.
Yes, I did. But Tim,
That's bizarre, isn't it? And there probably would have been people with babies on laps smoking themselves.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Sitting there nursing them.
I'm so glad the world has changed in some ways.
Sometimes you have to answer the phone, you just hand to your baby, hold this for us, darling.
Hello.
He's a zillionaire now, T.
I know he is.
Our old mate's a gazillionaire.
We knew him before he became famous.
We knew him when he was a fairy.
Yes, we did. We're talking about Christian Hull. And if you don't know the name, where have you been? He's everywhere.
Hello Christian.
Oh, my God. Good morning. This is like a high school reunion.
Well,
I wish I was in the studio. I actually miss the two of you so much. What was about 15 years ago, you reckon?
Was it?
Yeah, no, see, we're at that stage now, Christian, where you just say everything was 5 years ago. Everything.
Yeah, we've all aged horribly, so we'll just go with that.
Well, I don't know about us, but you have just... Are you on OnlyFans now? I just saw that. Are you really doing OnlyFans?
Wow, straight into it. You haven't subscribed? You haven't done your research for the interview? You haven't gone in and watched any of my videos on OnlyFans, have you?
I just wanted to talk to you first and then I will, after we hang up, so it's not awkward.
I can't believe how quickly he gave up on Grindr.
No, I'm on all of it. No, I've actually, I'm not on OnlyFans, but I do have a product that I sell that is like it's a fan and I call it my OnlyFans.
Oh. I'm disappointed.
Yes. I'm not.
Are you?
I'm not, Christian.
Okay. Insight into your life. Thank you, Steve.
Now, for those that don't know, Christian is a comedian, but that all had to stop through COVID. So it's your merchandise that is just taking the world by storm. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's been insane. I quit radio 2 years ago, right before COVID. I mean, I'm going to do this full time and then bought a property in Brisbane and then had a big tour planned, which if you do tour, they generate a lot of money. So I was like, I'll just live off that touring income. And then I moved, we had to cancel the tour and I was like, oh shit, like I've got no income coming in. And so I started making some product and it was a bit gimmicky. It was all, you know, basically, was the style of product. And it just took off. And I sold just so much. And I'm still selling heaps, which is fantastic. So I'm living the dream at the moment on holidays in Noosa. And it's been a real whirlwind of 2 years.
Well, it has because, and of course, the character that made you famous online as much as you.
Trish.
Trish.
You don't see much of Trish anymore because I think she's feeling a bit sad, Christian, that you're making all this money and she's not.
Yeah, piss off, Trish. No, I've done Trish as a character. So Trish was the mum character.
Yeah.
I wear a terrible blonde wig. And then, I don't know, I've just done her to death. And I haven't gotten over Trish, but I've just put her to bed for the moment.
Mm. That's all right.
All this merch stuff sort of taken over.
Well,
and
this is the thing. When you, because everything, if you don't know, is F off.
Mm.
Like, I loved it when you had your parents involved and they had to, you know, put things in envelopes and send them off to people. And it's all just, they take it in their stride. But when you came up with the idea of let's just make F off my signature, how hard, like you've just, even the effed up Opoly, like the Monopoly that I can't say it because we won't be allowed to air it. But
I can't tell you, Kristen, how much I'm enjoying just watching Tanya do this.
Just struggle.
This is my, I'm having a ball.
How do you sell that to people as far as, not to the punters because they love it, but how, when you take your idea to the creators and the licensees, how hard was it or was it really easy?
No, it's really hard. It's funny because the products littered with swear words are so popular, but sort of the mainstream suppliers, it's still a lot for them to sort of sell. I can be like I sold, 17,000 of these little resin pendants and made like $500,000 in 6 months. It was crazy.
Oh,
but even
God.
With those stats that people just didn't want to take the risk on. So I just have done my own thing, and I haven't really needed to go into any large-scale manufacturing or whatnot, but the games that I've been making, I was actually approached. They were like, oh, you're doing really well over here. We've got these two games. We want you to make one of them. And then there's another game that's way worse. It's got the C-bomb on it. So they came to me with that, and they said, we want to sell this. I was like, wow, that's even full on for me. And I just thought, I'll give it a go. I'll try and promote this game. And then we ended up selling out of it. So it's really interesting that people love things with, I mean, Newcastle especially, my God. I've got so many customers and they love swearing and it's just been weird. It's
That's why we've never left. We love this town.
Oh my God,
we love this city.
No one wears shoes and you swear like a bloody trucker.
Well, it's lovely to catch up with you, mate. I will let you know a little secret I didn't tell Tanya. But I've got the button here. I didn't give it to her, but I can say f- anytime I like.
Aww.
I didn't give Tanya the f- button.
Oh, that's upsetting.
That's upset me now.
Go on, try.
No, I can't.
No, go on, try.
I can't.
No,
do
go
it.
On, try it.
No, I cannot do it.
Do
okay.
It. Do it. Do it.
Go on.
Do it.
F.
Oh. You're such a goodie. I'm going to send you just a gift basket full of. F-
Oh, I'd love that. But we're so happy for you. We really are.
Yeah, we are.
We stand
mate.
On the
it's,
sidelines
it's
and cheer you on. It's fantastic.
Oh, I miss you guys.
Of course, Christian, you knew the joke I was going for was to say, oh, bugger, it didn't work for you there, T. Good on you, mate. Like T said, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I'll be in Newcastle soon.
Good.
Yeah,
drop in.
Don't look us up, mate.
I'll make sure to avoid you.
See ya.
Bye.
You know, yesterday I confessed to you that a mate sent a school photo of me in the school band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sent another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same. Like, but this time I'm wearing a what looks like a colonel's hat.
Right.
You know, so I must have got upgraded.
Must have.
Still a side drum.
Mm.
But you were, no, because I wanted to confess to Tanya, because she always, when she says when I'm in the band, and I laugh out loud, because I did say it's a brass band.
It's a brass band.
But I was in the school band, and they played fifes.
So you were both in the school band.
Fifes.
So
what century were you with the school band?
1854.
Okay.
1854. In fact, I remember when we were opening Captain Cook's house.
Mm.
No, it was in 1978.
Okay.
1978.
There you go.
Fifes.
Right.
There you go.
Well, no, I was in the brass band.
Yeah. What was that, 1410?
No, it was the 80s. It was the 80s.
But you then thought, oh, we'll just get our own little school band together.
I did.
Yep, you even had your idea as to which instruments we'd all be playing.
I've been laying awake at night about this.
Nick on keyboards, Steve on drums.
There
what am
we
I
going to
play?
Well, you can play the triangle.
I knew you would say that.
It's what you gave to all the kids that had no musical bones in their body.
Good morning to the kids who play triangle. You're talented.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for that.
Well, it was just that little kid packing his triangle heading off to school that I worried about.
Well, that little kid packing his triangle is all grown up and does the weather on NBN these days.
Oh,
and his name is Gavin Morris.
It's
come
just
in,
horrendous.
Triangle player.
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, talk about a backhanded slap. I mean, I've been in therapy for 24 hours with that one.
Well, come on, Gav. We all know you have zero musical ability.
Mate, let me tell you about my triangle journey, my friend.
Hang on, let us grab a coffee.
Yes, sit back and listen to this story, my friend. Triangle. I mean, there were just so many varieties to play, first of all. I mean, you could do the circle inside the triangle. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, yep. Ding, ding. Backwards and forwards. Ding, 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 ding. You know, look, I did drive my fellow band members a little bit crazy. But, you know, there was something deep inside of me. I wanted more. And I dug down deep and I crossed over to Spoons. Wow. And Spoons, yes, took me to a place that, you know, a violinist would never experience. Picture this, Star Hotel, packed, hot, steamy night, full of sweaty bodies, and I get asked up for a Spoon solo. On stage, slugging it out. The crowd starting to go into a frenzy.
I'd like to point out, Tanya, this is how Gavin remembers it. I think what's really happened is he's jumped on stage with his spoons from dinner.
Well, I have to ask, is this a real life experience or is this a dream, Gav?
Mate, this is one of the highlights of my musical career, right. Let me tell you. I busted into the spoon solo, moved through the crowd, playing off people's heads, gone to the stage for the crescendo, the grand finale. I've lobbed the spoons into the crowd. They've gone absolutely crazy, and I'm thinking, this is my Jim Morrison moment. I've gone for the old stage dive.
Did they catch up?
No. I've slipped through the sweaty, smelly crowd onto that floor. I'm down there on that alcohol trodden floor, and I'm thinking, yeah, like to see a cello player have an evening like that. So, you know, so glad I didn't take up the violin, my friend.
Gavin, like so many times in our lives, you haven't thought this through. You know, from now on at 5 to 7, people are going to go, there's that spoon player from the Star Hotel. Yeah. What the hell's he doing reading the weather?
It is my party trick, the spoons. It was born as a triangle player, my friend.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected. Obviously, triangle players are quite musical-ish.
Or has he given hope for triangle and spoon players that one day you'll end up doing the weather on telly?
I guarantee the castanet players out there too begin on the triangle, huh?
There you go.
Well, thank you for correcting us on the triangle, Gav.
Fair enough. Although, don't stage dive if you're a triangle player.
And Gavin, are you back reading the weather this week? I know you were off last week.
Yeah, he was there last night.
Perfect.
Yeah. I might do a little bit of weather pointing tonight with the silver spoon on my sleeve.
Nice. Hey, here's a tip, Ryze. Why don't you try watching?
Yeah.
Sorry, Gavin. I knew he was on holidays last week.
He was. Yeah. He was flying all over the place last week. We'll see you tonight on the news.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Gav.
I'll be autographing spoons over the weekend.
There's Gavin Morris. Spoon Man Morris. There he is.
Channel 9 weatherman Gavin Morris.
Now, when we talked about that yesterday, Gav rang because he was so upset with us dissing the triangle.
Totally offended.
We had no idea he was a spoon man, but he rang and demanded that he have airtime to explain how good the triangle players are.
Which shows you all that he's rung and demanded to be known as a spoon man. He's doing a different kind of drugs. Big question that we've been asking each other. What is an adult wiggle show?
I'm expecting a Chippendale-esque type show, Thunder Down Under.
Particularly Murray. He's built.
Absolutely.
Because that's the word. There are a 7-date arena tour for the OG Wiggles, so the original Wiggles. Anthony, Murray, Jeff and Greg are back. But it is an adults-only show. Mm. So we thought we'd go to our favourite Wiggle, Murray, and find out all about it. G'day.
G'day, Tanya. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Very well.
You know, and we genuinely have been discussing it, Murray. It's almost like we were putting your song list together. But we were just chatting and thinking, you know, you would get from the era of, be it the kids that have grown up knowing you, the parents of the kids that grew up knowing you guys, the originals and things like that, where you could literally just sing every Wiggle song and we'd be happy as.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah! Well, there you go. Perfect.
Well, probably not every Wiggle song, because I think there's about 30 albums to choose from.
Well, true. Yeah.
But, Murray, whose idea was it, and how did you know it would work?
Well, I guess a couple of years ago we did a couple of them in the clubs, and it really came about because we realised we were getting stopped in the street all the time by 20-somethings who'd grown up with the Wiggles.
Yep.
And they were just so enthusiastic, and they'd say, you know, you're a legend and you were my childhood and things like that. And we thought, yeah, what would happen if we did this? And so we did the first one just in one of the clubs in Sydney, and it sold out in, you know, minutes. And it was just so much fun. And we did a couple more in Melbourne. And so now we're going a bit bigger and doing arenas. And
that's incredible.
Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney, no doubt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we did it back in the day with the real, you know, I don't mean the real Wiggles, when we were playing for kids.
Yeah.
But now those kids have grown up. And it's just really about nostalgia and having fun and that kind of reliving that innocence of our childhood.
Why do I imagine that phone call, knowing you, Murray? The phone call would have been, hey, Murray, want to buy some more guitars?
Something like that.
Well, and is everybody well? Like, because we were concerned there, obviously, about Greg for a while. So he's well and happy and fit?
Yeah, he's going really well, and he'll probably take it a bit slower than the last ones we did, where he had his cardiac arrest. But
yeah.
But you know, look, he's really fit. He's walking, walking a lot and exercising a lot. He looks great. He's probably the healthiest he's been in years.
Are all of you guys still jealous that Jeff has the easiest gig?
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, he'll be sleeping for most of the show.
You know what I love, though, Murray? Because we envisage there'll be a few drinks by these, you know, grown-up Wiggle fans. And the once they've had a couple, the joining in of all the actions. But they're all grown up now. I love that. Like, that's what I'm expecting. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. They have a few drinks, get, you know, a bit loose, as the young people say.
Is there irony, Murray, the fact that now they're more misbehaved than when they were kids?
Just misbehaving in a different way, I guess. But, you know, they all dress up and we did, after Greg had his cardiac arrest in the first show that we did last year, we did the next show with just different singers, but we couldn't hear them because the audience was so loud.
Aww.
So they really do join in, and there's so much love there. It's great fun, great fun.
Now, not forgetting, now, of course, but also the original Wiggles, you're international.
Yeah.
So is there thoughts of that?
I think we'll just see how this goes, and, you know, you never know. We might give it a go.
Yeah.
What about Captain Feathersword and Wags and Dorothy? And yeah. Is everybody back?
Yeah, they'll all be there.
Amazing.
Yeah, awesome. There'd be a riot if they weren't there, I think.
Absolutely.
How good, eh? Imagine Captain Feathersword. Are you kidding? I'm ready.
Well, look, it's an awesome thing to do. If you're interested,
it's great.
A couple of tickets left, but get onto it real quick. The OG Wiggles on tour next year, starting Feb. Thanks, Murray. Really great to talk to you.
You too. Lovely talking to you.
See you, mate.
There's Murray Cook.
Let's do it.
Hot potato.
Oh, yeah.
Can
you imagine doing this after a few?
It
would be so fun.
What do you mean
after a few?
It's Tanya and Steve.
And Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, but like things that we say now, that they're calling it the middle age in a nutshell. So it's things that we say now that we didn't say 30, 20 years ago.
Right.
I'll give you an example because we've all been saying it this week. What? Software download, I hate change.
Totally.
Oh, that's for the new iOS upgrade.
Yeah. Just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so like... the little things you say now that you wouldn't have said when you were young.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Do you have
1-333-53. Give us a call right now. I've got one. So ask me the time.
What's the time?
Oh, I don't know. I've got to charge my watch.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous,
because
but true.
I've got an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And at the moment, look, it's actually dead.
You need a new one.
I do need a new one. One, I need a new one. And two, I need to one that charges and gives me longer than like 2 hours.
Yeah. So they get another grand out of you.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the thing. You never used to have to charge a watch. You used to have to replace the batteries, but not actually charge it on the wall.
Notice both were technical.
Yeah, true.
Because my next one.
Well, you... Oh, what?
Password.
Password.
Oh, true.
Can't remember it.
But I mean, there's no way 20 years ago we were talking about passwords.
No.
Okay, so is this you getting older or the world changing?
Us getting older.
Okay, so that's what we want to hear from. What do you say now that denotes that you're getting older? You wouldn't have said it 20, 30 years ago.
1-333-53.
Do you know what I've noticed in my friendship group?
What?
Who's caring about the super right now?
Yeah.
Seriously, we're starting to care about that thing that we've never thought about.
That is, oh,
like,
wow.
Like, what is it? How much have you got?
So true. Now, yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I just, I just laughed at that word. Now I'm going, where is it?
You got to find it first.
My mates and I were comparing super only like 2 weeks ago. And going, where's everyone's super at?
It's really...
Oh, for God's sake, you're 37, right?
I know. We're already looking forward to that time. 133353, give us a call. Things you're saying now that you weren't saying not that long ago.
Yeah, it's showing your age.
My favourite is, okay, we'll get going to the restaurant. Hang on, where are my glasses?
where are my glasses is a real middle-age problem.
Absolutely.
Because they're usually on top of your head.
Top of your head.
Exactly. Your head.
And you love it, right, when you sit down and go, I won't need them. I'm young, I won't need them. And you sit down and they go, don't forget our specials board. Oh, bugger. Oh, God. It's over the other side of the room.
I've actually sat in a restaurant with friends and the boys, not us girls, but the boys got out their mobile phones and turn their torches on to read the menu.
Tanya.
That's enough about Steve.
Tanya, we've done that. Tanya.
No, we...
Tanya.
Oh, right, we did.
Graham from
Tamara.
We
were in this dark restaurant one night and I looked at her and she looked at me and we got the phone out.
Oh, Graham's, we lost just Graham. Dropped out. But he said, what he says all the time is, back in my day.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's
we got Johnny. Now. Hey, Johnny.
Johnsy.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm not the eighth immortal.
So you're a big one on the back in my day these days, are you?
It's really embarrassing when your kids are doing something and they say, oh, yes, we're going to do this. And you go, well, back in my day. And then all of a sudden you automatically feel your hand go to your forehead to slap yourself going, that's what my parents used to do.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Anytime you catch yourself doing a parentism, you know you're getting old.
Yeah. And they're back in, and it's always comparing prices of something.
Yeah.
True. In my day, you could buy a car for $2,000. Good on you.
Robert, how do you know you're getting old? What do you say now?
I say, what is your email address?
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you would never have said that.
No.
Not
in years.
Do you know, Robert, I used to watch the TV probably 20 years ago and go, this whole www dot thing, that's not going to catch on.
No way.
People won't do that. And hence why I'm a lowly paid radio announcer. I'm not up there in IT.
Yeah.
I honestly did think they were just whistling Dixie.
Oh, same.
It's a stupid idea.
To be honest with you, Jenny, I still do. I'm that guy that's hanging on to, it'll never last.
Yeah. I'm also of that ilk with when it comes to Uber. I'm like, Uber? No way.
Yeah.
It's only taxis is 100% the way to go.
No, I'm sorry, Rosie, but I've got quite a few friends like you that were like, Uber won't work in Newcastle.
No, Uber's not going to
work. There's no way in the world we'd get in a car with a stranger.
I'm scared of the Sydney ones still. Yeah. They're still coming.
Or Uber eating things, like, geez. You wouldn't have said that long ago.
Here's one for you, and it's a little bit weirder than what we've been talking about, but I have been known to do it. Like, oh, my scales must need new batteries.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
It's usually when your scales are yelling, one at a time, please.
Or in E.P. Nikki's case, get off.
Yeah.
Steve at West is going to wrap things up for us.
She's pregnant, everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Steve, how do you know you're getting old?
Hey. From the old Simpsons. Bell!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you start throwing around isms.
That's true.
And Robert Medford is here to wrap things up for us.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fifth president of America? Oh, hang on a second. I'll just Google that for you.
No, we don't use our brains anymore.
No.
They're going to turn to mush.
Yeah.
You
are spot on.
So true.
But that's
what
I love when I have a tech expert. Trev's on, and he's constantly telling us and giving us more reasons we won't get off the couch.
I know.
Mm. Like, he sits at home and burn TV on, and like,
you look like you're having a fit.
I don't.
He's actually clapping to turn the lights on.
Claps his hands and yells this, and it's like, get off your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for your calls. You can call us anytime on 133353 MMM. This is Tanya and Steve.